Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 197. Confused by conflicting ideas of righteousness by faith. Are you confused by conflicting ideas of righteousness by faith? Many are. It's quite likely that preachers, theologians, and writers have muddied the waters for you. Try reading the Naked Bible. Yes, reading it, not merely listening to it on YouTube or on CDs to some preacher whose voice betrays his own confusion or hard-heartedness. Here's a brief suggestion, try reading the Gospel of John. Those who try to learn New Testament Greek usually begin there, for John's Greek is the most simple of any of the New Testament writers. But before you open the book, offer a sincere prayer that the same Holy Spirit who inspired the apostle will condescend to inspire your mind and heart to grasp what he writes. Then you and John will be kneeling together at the throne of grace. If you have been afraid to read the Naked Bible for fear you will be misled, make a choice to believe what the Savior of the world has promised. Ask, and it will be given to you. What man is there of you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Your Father who is in heaven will give good things to those who ask Him. Not fanatical or poisonous ideas explains those good things to be the Holy Spirit. It's a healthy thing to be afraid of fanaticism. Plead with the Father to save you from pride, for fanaticism is spiritual pride. A good, healthy prayer to pray daily is in Romans 12, verse 3, not to think of oneself more highly than one ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Now, with confidence that the Father is not teasing you, but that He respects your humble prayer, start reading John. Remember, no commentaries for now, maybe later. By the time you get to John 3, verse 16, much of the confusion will be cleared out of your mind, like sunshine after a storm. You will see that it is God's job to tell you good news, and it is now your job to believe it. That's the same as exercising that measure of faith God has already given you. And lo and behold, what happens? Righteousness by that faith. Yes, willing and happy obedience to all the commandments of God, reconciliation of your alienated heart to Him and to His holy law. Another word for that? Salvation.